Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
I, along with other fellow students, bring it to you and introducing to you if you don't know about him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You hadn't had a proper introduction. You've had some ragtag, skip to the loop introduction of him. You hadn't had an in-depth, complete study of him. And we want to show you a creator that is concerned about your welfare, concerned about your final resting place. And he loves you, especially if you, his historical nation. See, they have a relationship, or they should have had a much more constructive and positive relationship. Some tried to lean, all of them, as a matter of fact, going about their own way. And you can't establish a relationship with anybody, for that matter. I mean, if you're in a relationship with your wife, a husband, a friend, and so on and so forth, you can't have a ragtag relationship. You have to have a proper introduction and relationship. So we aim, our intention is to give you that relationship that you need, that you desire, even though you don't know it yet. We try to give you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis, and an assessment about that relationship, while leaving no stone or leaf unturned and crossing every T and dotting every I. Why, may you ask? Because it is the most important relationship that you will ever have in your life or should ever have. As a matter of fact, he knew you way before your mother knew you. He knew you before you were a glimmer in your father's eye. So what does that go to say? You should have a proper introduction and a much more constructive and positive relationship. And that calls for you not leaning to your own understanding and not doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, everything in life is codified. And certainly when you suspect that the Most High relationship is the most codified one you all have, it's true. And you may be wondering, Yom Suf Arit, who is the we you're making reference to? Oh, they're students like me. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters, their nation, as they love themselves. And they ain't got no problem with strangers either, as long as those strangers are following the mandates of the Most High and codified according to his codification process. Whether they're black, Chinese, Puerto Rican, it make no never mind, as long as they're following the Most High. And Sister Abiyah, my first introductee, is from New York City. Sister Abiyah may not have been studying the Most High quite long, going on 10 years, according to some people's standards. But her codification process and her studies of him is excellent. She know how to love the Most High with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength, and her brothers and sisters as she loves herself. She's been instrumental and helping the nation rebuild. Go to YahWillGather.us together. You'll see her name, Sister Abiyah, executive elder. It's true. And she has been instrumental in helping support the nation in its rebuilding efforts, and also brothers and sisters of a personal level. I'm not going to tell you a personal business, but I'm just telling you, she's been there. She ain't just talk about it. She be about it. And that's why she's a very inclusive part of this radio talk show, because she's not just lip service, it's actual service. And that's true. And bless the Most High for bringing her on to this show. She's been with it from its very conception, almost 10 years in counting. And yes, she do love the Most High. And she do love her brothers and sisters. Sometimes they get on your last nerve, I feel you. But you still got to mourn for them, as Cartrell alluded to. Now get into Cartrell. Cartrell is from New York City. Cartrell knows the codification process. Now, he knew about the Most High a long time before that codification process sunk in, when he was around about 14 years old. Cartrell thought, hey, I done seen it all, been across the world. I done everything. I ain't no love in the heart of the city. I better get on out of here while they're getting good. The Most High said, Cartrell, come on now. Cartrell, come on now. And he led Cartrell to the through the Psalms and the Songs, through King Dawood, Korah brothers, Aesop, and so on and so forth. And through his introduction by the Most High to King Dawood, a man after his own heart, Cartrell knew that the love he needed wasn't so much from people per se, But it was from the Most High. The Most High can lead you to the love that you need, or the comfort you need in your lives. See, Katria was introduced to the Most High by virtue of the Psalms and songs. And he got codified. He didn't go in there leading to his own understanding. Think he had all the sins of the world before he had all the sins of the world. But after he figured out he didn't, the Most High showed him he didn't. He showed him that he loved him. And Katria was very appreciative, and he's still with us from that 14 years old. Also, Katria, when he first had a family, providing for his family, although he's an educated brother, he felt that he needed something with much more get up and go, put money on the table, put bread in the kitchen, so on and so forth. He felt that carpentry was much more advantageous for him. And it worked out for him. But little did Cartrell know, there's some things called heights. See, Cartrell may have thought, hey, I can put up a two-story flatter, no problem. But Cartrell helped build that seven tower associated with the twin towers. Well, Cartrell found that he had to do heights. But he found out that he didn't like heights. And I suspect heights didn't like him either, but it was a mutual dislike. There again, Cartrell went to the Most High because of his trust in him, not in himself or anyone else for that matter. And you shouldn't. Cartrell trusted the Most High. He went to those psalms, those songs again, through King Dawood, the Korah brothers, Asaph, and so on and so forth. Cartrell found the wings beneath the pinions he hid beneath, fighting those heights. He found his high tower, buckler, and shield. And every morning he would get up and pray to the Most High to overcome his trepidations for heights. And the Most High answered his prayer. Every afternoon when he would get up, he showed his thanksgiving. He wasn't chef as ungrateful. He showed his appreciation to the Most High for praising and blessing his holy name and magnifying his holy name. Cartrell did carpentry for 35 plus years. He retired from it, and he took care of his family. Praise and bless the Most High. Let me introduce them to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Oh, shalom, shalom, family. And all praises and glory to Yah. It's so good to be back. Seems
it's
like
good
the
to
day
have
was
back.
So long.
Yeah,
but
it is good to have
Yah
you back.
Me too.
Praise Yah. It's good to have you back, sister. Bless the Most High. Now, Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Shalom, brother.
Shalom, shalom, family. Sister Avia, the family out there, all praise and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael. How's everybody today?
We okay, brother.
How are you?
Yeah, sound good. We can hear your voices. And that introduction out?
Same here.
What's that, Cartrell?
That introduction would that all of us learn where our strength comes from, how to conquer our fears. Because once
exactly.
You learn Yah's code, you shouldn't fear anything else.
Exactly. That's what I try to teach them through, telling y'all stories, Cartier. Telling
y'all.
Yeah.
But you ain't telling your story, man. How
well,
you find your way?
Crash Dummies ain't got a story. They just make crashes. But I think
everybody got a story.
Well, crash dummies, they just make crashes.
Well, you went from being a crash dummy to having a platform where you speak in the word of Yah and giving our people the truth. So praise Yah.
Yeah, Cartrell, the Most High in the synopsis. And when I actually talk about crash dummies, Yom Suf was a crash dummy. And the Most High gave me a sense of direction and our purpose. And show me his answers, the answers I needed, just like he showed you the answers you needed. Praise and bless his holy name, Cartrell. And put me on this platform of good people that love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters, as they said, they help sharpen me and they help sharpen each other.
Yep, that's what you're here for. Iron sharpens iron. And we need to sharpen our mission. Wake some people up.
Exactly, brother. You sure know what it said. Well, Cartrell, Sister Abia, Most High don't seem like he tired of Tyree yet. He done with them. And, you know, and I want them to look up Sidon, too, because it was another Phoenician city. These were twin cities. At the end of this chapter, it's going to talk about Sidon. And I want you to go, and I want you to look at the images in regards to, because Sidon, I believe he was Canaan, first son, and he was related to the Hamites. So what they tell you what they look like? But they tell you what, if you think I'm lying, look up Sidon and look up who he was related to, Ham, the Canaanites, and they look remotely like us. So before the white wash person, okay? Right. Cadrille?
Yes, sir.
Sister Avia? Let's put in some work. Let's put in some work, shall we? May the Most High direct. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. May the Most High direct and order our steps so that we don't lean to our own understanding. Praise Yah and bless his holy name and magnify the holy name of Yah. Chapter 28 of Ezekiel. Most High is getting down. He's talking about the leadership in Tyre. The word of Yah came to me again. Who is the me? Ezekiel saying, son of man, said to the prince, the king of Tyre. He didn't even call him a king. Thus said Yah Elohim, because your heart is, you lifted up with pride. Most I don't like pride for people. He said, because your heart is lifted up. And you said, I'm a god. Ooh-wee. I sit in the seats of the gods, in the midst of the sea. I'm a god. Yet you are a man and not a god. Y'all going to teach a whole lot of folk they ain't just a man and not God.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart.
And that lets you know that God is not a man. Vice versa.
You better believe that. Come on, Cartier, say it again, because a lot of folk think he is. Over in the red letter version. Cartier made a vital point there. Though you set your heart as a heart of a god, though you think you're God. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel, the prophet Daniel. And Daniel was a wise man. There is no secret that can be hidden from you, huh? With your wisdom and your understanding. You have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. But your great wisdom in trade, by your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches. Your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Your riches are like Donald Trump and anyone else of that sort. Your heart is lifted up because of your riches, not because of Yah. Therefore, thus said Yah Elohim, because you have set your heart as the heart of a god, you think you're a god, you think you're something special, I will bring strangers against you in the form of the Babylonians, the Greeks, and the Romans, which eventually destroyed them. The most terrible of nations. Certainly they were a warlike nation. As a matter of fact, they called Alexander the Great. I don't know what he was great for, is sacking and killing folks in different countries and reselling to his people over there. I guess they call that great. But the Most High said they were great. They were terrible. The most terrible. He wasn't Alexander the Great for as Yah is concerned. He was Alexander the Terrible. They were the Roman Terrible. They were the Babylonian Terrible. They shall draw their sword against the beauty of your wisdom and defy your splendor. They shall throw you down into the pit, and you don't want to go into the pit. You shall die the death of the slain in the midst of the sea where they had pushed there from the original Tyre that was on shore. They had pushed it out to sea on an island and rebuilt it on an island in the midst of the sea. But you said before him who slays you, will you tell the folk that the Babylonians, the Greeks, and the Romans, I am a god? y'all got jokes. That's funny. Will you tell them that? But you shall be a man and not a god in the hands of him who slays you. They won't see you as something special. You should die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of aliens. I have spoken, said Yah Elohim, a lamentation for the princes of Tyre, so-called king, the so-called god. Moreover, the word of the Elohim came to me, saying, Son of man, who is son of man? Ezekiel. Take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and said to him, thus say Yah Elohim, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of Yah. Yah got your every precious stone was your covering. Topaz and diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and thimble with gold. Workmanship of thimbles and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were something special, Harry. You were anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of Yah. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stone. That's what you said. You were, yeah, go ahead, Kadri.
This is very peculiar.
Right.
Because what is an anointed cherub? That's an angel.
Right.
Who covets. You were an anointed angel, cherub,
right,
who covets. And I set you up on the holy mountain of Yah. Some people make this a reference to Lucifer or Satan in a
right
form most I made him a man. And you
right
walk up and down in the middle of the stones of fire. I'm talking about an angel here.
Exactly. Either Yah got a sick, not a sick, a weird sense of humor. He's meddling.
Or maybe this angel, the most I reduced him to a man.
Exactly. Could be. Possibly, Katya, I concur with you. Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that he reduced him and threw him down from heaven, from the heavens.
That's why he was wiser than Daniel.
It could be. You know, Katya, the more I think about it, the more it could be possible. You were anointed
yes
sheriff who covers. I establish you. So it seems that the Most High, as Katya said, very serious in what he's saying, and it's undertaking. You were on the holy mount of Yah. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created. Yah said, I created you. You ain't no God. Your iniquity was found in you by the abundance and these people. Yah says they're stuck on riches. They're stuck on what they acquire, these type people and this type entity, what they get. And that makes them God in their minds. But Yah said, you ain't no God. I created you. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with balance for dear. You became balanced, just like Donald Trump sending the people up to the Capitol. And you sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing. He said, you are a profane thing. Out of the mountain of Yah, I cast you out of the mountain of Yah. And I destroyed you, O covering sure, from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart is lifted up because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor, what you got. I cast you to the ground and laid you before King. That mindset in Tyre and Sidon, the very mindset that they may gaze at you. I made you to be gazed upon. You defy your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquity, but you were doing dirty like you did before. And that mindset is still the same mindset. By the iniquity of your trading, just like in these United States of America. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst to devour you. Y'all said he gonna, his last kingdom, he gonna bring forth fire to you. And I turned you to ashes upon the earth, in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the people are astonished at you. You have become a horror. You shall be no more forever. Y'all got your number. He got your number. And here's the proclamation against Sidon, the twin city. The word of Yah came to me. Who is me? Ezekiel, son of man. Set your face towards Sidon. Prophesize against him. And said, thus says Yah Elohim, behold, I'm against you, O Sidon. I will be glorified in your midst. The final analysis. They should know that I am Yah, but I execute judgment in her. And I'm hollow in her. I will send pestilence upon her, Sidon, and blood in her streets, by virtue of the Babylonians, the Greeks, and the Romans. The wound shall be just The wounded shall be judged in her midst by the sword against her on every side. Then they shall know that I am the Elohim. And they won't be pricking Israel no more. Certainly not, are they? A lot of folk won't be pricking Israel. And there should be no longer be a pricking briar. You should no longer be a pricking briar or painful thorn for the house of Israel. For among all who, now this is futuristic. Now it happens, but there's futurist ramifications for among all who are around them who despise. You know what? See, that's why y'all need to study the word of y'all. You won't be in a meeting talking about your mother was gifted tops or anything else and say, can we just all get along? We love y'all. Why y'all don't love us? Because you are nowhere. This is what the Most High says about that so-called love that you're looking for in the wrong places. A painful thorn for the house of Israel, from among all who are around them, all who despise them, all who despise them. Then they should know that I am Yah Elohim. See, you will know. You won't be on TV asking why you don't love me. Thus say Yah Elohim. It's futuristic. When I've gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered and despised, I'm saying that because it's stated in the first previous verse, we are despised. They are scattered. And I am hollowed in them when they recognize. And I'm hollowed in them. But in the sight, Yah wants, that's why we gather, we try to gather together because we want Yah hollered in the sight of the Gentiles. We don't want to hide it undercover. We want to go where Imam Fedora says, meet September 16 and gather together, hollow the Most High name in the sight of the Gentiles. And they will dwell in, and they go to hollow the Most High in the sight of the Gentiles. Then, check this out. You hear what I'm saying? Whom they are scattered, and I'm hollow, and that you holler him, magnify him in the sight of the Gentiles. And then, not before, they will dwell in their own land, which I gave to them, my servant Yaqub. And they will dwell safely there. Your houses plant big. That's why we need to be marking time. Yes, they will dwell securely. That's why we need to be marking time. That's why we need to be gathering. When I execute judgment on all those around them who put their hands on them, who despise them. See, you can run, and you think you got away, but you ain't got away from the Most High. Cause we can tell you that, we can tell you that personally speaking. You can run, but you can't hide. We can attest to that. So if you think you got away, you think you got it on going on, and you something special, we thought that too. Look at us now. But a better day is coming, and we magnify the Most High and holler the Most High name in the sight of the Gentiles, then the answer, the solution, they will dwell securely when I execute judgment on all those around them who despise them. Stop getting on TV talking about why you don't love me. Then they shall know that I am Yah, their Elohim. Ooh-wee. Like Cartrell said, ooh-wee. Praise the Most High. Bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sister Abia, the mics are yours.
You
praise
you. That's also what I'm hearing, like y'all saying, I gave you those riches and I will snatch it right back. I make you lower than what you was instead of like they call me all trying to be holy. It's all right to be holy, but not holier than thou. You know? And just because you have something now doesn't make you better than the next person under you or next to you for that fact. So I can see that. I can see that. That's what you praise God.
Yeah. But then again, Sister Abia, futuristic things are quite are looking up for us quite well.
Right. Yeah. Indeed. And you was right when you called out Trump. That he's main one popped up in my head also.
But he ain't the only one. He ain't the only
one. I was getting ready to say, but he's not the only one. You got a whole lot of it going on.
You know, he may be a monster. May or may not be a monster. But here's the problem with people like him. His functionaries, they cause this monster to exist, like Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, Pol Pot. And what is that little fellow over there in Russia with the little short fellow? Vladimir Putin, as Katya said. It's the functionaries that, to me, are more evil than the monster himself. The monster couldn't exist without functionaries.
That's right. And like you go ahead, Brother Katya.
Go ahead.
I want to hear you.
We want to hear you.
Yeah. It's the spirit of wickedness and evil for those who have figured out with their wisdom and understanding how to gain power. They get to the point where they think they're God. So all these nations that y'all was talking about, Tyre, Phoenicia, Moab, Ammon, all the nations mentioned, these were the nations that vexed us, that had animosity towards us. And guess what? Y'all executed judgment on them. We read about that. We see them. We can Google them and see their pictures of the past. But y'all smoked them to where we ain't talking about them no more. Here, Tyre, we don't even know who what prince he's even talking about. What king is he talking about? They don't teach about him, but there was a place called Tyre. And it was a beautiful place, a magnificent place that got beside itself, like most nations. And you ask them to bring fire out of the middle of you. Do you know that they say that there's a nuclear power plant in Ukraine right now as we speak? That's out of control.
Yeah.
And they're pleading with the Russians to stop the battle so they can address the situation ASAP.
And you know what? You got to be evil and mad, gotcha. A mad, evil monster to allow a plant like that to just burn out of control. And you so evil, you won't even. It's just like a fire, something going on in your neighborhood, gotcha. And a fire in your apartment building. And two entities are fighting across the street and won't even let the fire go in for that. Everybody in the building to burn up.
Crazy. That's the same. It's just like with Putin, like Brother Costello said, and Kravinko, because Putin's so greedy, he's not satisfied with the land that he's living on. He want to take that land too, and no matter how he get it. So it's all about the power. That's like Costello said. And just it's with the rest of us out here still. Now, I don't care how much money you got. They still not going to let you have no power. So ain't no sense of us acting the way we be acting either, all for greed and wickedness and all that.
You made a vital point. I don't think, you understood what you said as far as we are concerned. And a lot of people don't understand what you said. But I know you know what you're saying. When you said, these companies, these businesses, and so on and so forth, these Fortune 500 companies, will let you run the company. They'll let you be the butler. They'll let you ride in the coat. They'll let you play the banjo. But in the final analysis, you just a face of a place. They'll let you be the face of a place.
Exactly. You said it right. And then look at the money and what they got printed on it, like we talked about that before. They have never put on there, and God we trust. If you get a certain amount of money, they're going to take it. But they still talking about in God we trust on the dollar?
Yeah.
Come on, man. On a dollar bill? As a matter of fact, on all the bills, but I'm just saying, you have nerves to put it on a low government.
They got nerves. They got nerves. You can't give them there for lack of nerves, man. Now, being righteous and having integrity, honest, that's a whole different ball game. But they do got balls. Yeah. I'm sorry, nerves.
You said it. They got it.
Yeah, they got it.
So again, you can see that spirit of wickedness and evil in the people to the point where they think that they're God, right? So the Supreme Court just passed a law where the people are saying that the Supreme Court doesn't have control of their body, that, you know, it's like, you know, they make a decision for people as if they are God.
Exactly.
But most often, as a lesson for all these nations, he says, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your splendor. That sounds like America. I have cast you down to the ground. I have laid you before kings that they may see you. And America worldwide is being embarrassed right now by the multitude of your iniquities and the unrighteousness of your commerce. You have profaned your sanctuaries. Therefore, I have brought out a fire from the middle of you. Yeah, you got the nuclear bombs. You got the nuclear weapons. And it has devalued you, at least not yet, but it's about to. I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the sight of all those who see you. All those who know you among the peoples will be astonished at you. You have become a terror, and you will exist no more. They always talk about terrorism, terror, terror. That's the main word. You got to extinguish the terrorists from off the planet. You just killed the lead terrorists of Al-Qaeda. No, you the terrorists. And most I said, I'm going to bring you down. And the thing about verse 25 is why we ask our people to help us build this nation and visit the website, YahWillGather.us. Because what does verse 25 say? Yah says, when I have gathered the house of Israel from the peoples who they are scattered and am sanctified in them. Whoa, that's a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yah is going to be sanctified in us. The nations are trembling in their boats in the sight of the nations. Then they will dwell in their own land, which I gave to my servant, our father, Yaakov. They will dwell in it securely. Yes, they will build houses, plant vineyards, and dwell securely. Is the nation of Israel dwelling in security now? Or they got a constant alert and threat of war? The nation of Israel is not dwelling securely now, right? They say, oh, the Jews have returned to the land as fulfillment of the prophecy. But trust me, they're not dwelling securely. When Yah has executed judgment on all those who scorn us all around, and trust me, we're being scorned. That's why we are. That's our name, Israel. He has shown what Yah, man, has prevailed. Then they will know that I am Yah, the Elohim, because Yah is going to bring us about. And we're about to see it. Because he's definitely throwing the wicked down to the ground. And we're on the path of Yah gathering us. I hope Israelites open their ears and their hearts to understand that this is the thing that we must do, whether we want to or whether we're going to wait till Yah gathers us. You wait till Yah gathers you before you're gathered and see the kind of wrath he's going to pour out on you. So the Most High helps those who help themselves. That's why we're gathering. Like y'all told us to do. Gather yourself together, O nation not desired. And that's what we're reading here. He said, these nations don't like us. They don't desire us. They hate us. They're envious of us. And they're trying to kill us. But y'all won't let them. And he says, everybody that put their hands on us, they're going to fall. Just like Syria, just like all these other nations, Babylon, Assyria, Media, Persia, they don't exist anymore. And you wonder why. We know them.
Well, Cartrell, you don't have to wonder why if you study the Most High.
Yeah.
It's true. And Cartrell, you made a reference to the land.
Mm-hmm.
Israel, the whole 13 tribes are not brought back, so I don't know what they're saying over there. But it's not according to what Yah said, Israel, Yehuda and Israel brought back. The whole brotherhood and sisterhood is not brought back. All 13 tribes. It's not making reference to Yehuda. It's making reference to Benjamin, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Joseph.
Anthony, Gad, Benjamin.
Right.
All of them.
All of us.
The land don't resemble none of that, what we're reading here. It doesn't resemble any of that.
Well,
they talk about anti-Semitism, right?
Right.
Most I said, there will be no more pricking briar to the house of Israel, nor a hurting thorn of any that are around them that scorn them. They will know that I'm Yah. So when Yah's with his people, you're not going to be able to mock us and scorn us, call us niggas and any old kind of name that you want to call us. All that's going to be done away with. You're going to know who Yah is, and you're going to know who we are in relationship to who Yah is. Okay?
Yeah.
Because we understand what Yah is saying. When he says, I will get my, when I'm sanctified in them, when I've gathered Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and am sanctified in them, that's the one thing that these nations fear. Because when Yah is sanctified in our people, we do things like Moses did, and Samson did, and the prophets did. That's what happens. It's a whole like a metamorphosis that happens when Yah is sanctified in his people.
Praise Yah.
That's why they fear us so much, because they know Yah is going to be sanctified in us.
Right.
Did Moses bring to Egypt? He brought his brother and two staffs against the army of Egypt. That's all they needed. Moses, his brother, and two shepherd staffs to be the whole military mighty nation. That's what they feared. Yah was sanctified in Moshe. Moses didn't get credit, but Yah sanctified himself in the man Moshe and his brother Aharon. And this is what they fear. That's why J. Edgar Hoover said we got to stop the Black Messiah. Yeah, you know the deal. And they know the deal. But do we know the deal?
All right, then. God praise Yah. Magnify his wonderful name. And all thanksgiving be unto him. Contrail, Sister Abia, we're on another segment of study. Contrail is going to present by he said. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Contrail, we're all ears.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, to the great men who left these songs for our people to meditate on. Because Yah knows we love songs. We are musical people. And these songs, Buzz Boy. Yeah, I'm sorry, I had to let that noise pass. But yes, these songs that our ancient fathers wrote, including Moses and King Solomon, who wrote a few, give us spiritual strength and insight on how we connect with our Creator, how we communicate with Him, how we can get His attention to help us out in every one of our situations, no matter how big or small. So we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for our brother Asaph. I don't know what status he had, but he probably was a priest from the house of Levi. I'm just assuming that. And the title of this peculiar song, Psalm 75, right? Psalm 75, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
For the chief musician. To the tune of Do Not Destroy. And we've just read how Yah destroys, right? The wicked. Don't destroy us, Yah. To the tune of Do Not Destroy. A psalm by Asaph. A song. A psalm and a song. We give thanks to you, Yah. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell about your wondrous works. Praise Yah. That's what we have to cling on to. These works that we read every five nights a week. When I choose the appointed time, I will judge blamelessly the earth and all its inhabitants quake. This is Yah speaking. I firmly hold its pillar. I said to the arrogant, don't boast. I said to the wicked, don't lift up the horn. Don't lift up your horn on high. Don't speak with a stiff neck. And we just seen how Yah broke down the kings and the princes of Tyre. For neither from the east nor from the west nor yet from the south comes exaltation. Man can't boast about what he does and can't even compare to the Most High. Because man is man and God is God. Man is not a God and God is not a man. But Yah is the judge. In the final analysis, he puts down one. It's like we read about just now. We just left that question where he puts down the wicked and lifts up another. We read that too. Did he say he's going to lift us up as a nation? He's going to take us back and gather us from the places we scattered. Oh, Nations better pay attention, because he will put you down and he will lift up another. For in Yah's hand, there is a cup of which we've been drinking. Right, Yah? So we've been drinking that cup. So much so, we're so stupefied. We are stupefied. This cup of fury that Yah has given his people, full of foaming wine mixed with spices, he pours it out. Indeed, the wicked of the earth drink and drink into its dregs. And we got the first taste of it. Our people, Yah's chosen. Yeah, it don't taste so good. But we finished our part. We done drank what Yah gave us to drink, and he's done making us drink it. Now he's going to pass it to the wicked of the earth, and they're going to drink. And I don't think they're going to like it. But I, Asaph says, will declare this forever. Yahshu, how long is forever?
Forever.
What this man talking about? He going to declare this forever. Is he delusional, or does he know something that we don't know?
What's that, Cartrell?
Cartrell. Topic of forever.
Oh, forever?
Hear?
Yes, now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, forever.
He says, I will declare this forever. This is Asaph saying this. He sounds like King David, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They both sound delusional, because what they're talking about, how are you going to declare something forever? The only way you can do that is walking around the staff and knowing Yah's codes. And that's
exactly
what they're trying to tell us, that there is the promise of everlasting life. You don't have to go down into the pit. Oh, no. Follow Yah's codes, and Yah will give you the opportunity to declare his works and praise him forever. How about that? I will sing praises to the Elohim of Yaakov. If he's declaring praises forever and singing praises forever, I want a piece of that. I will cut off all the horn of the wicked. So you see, this is a distinction. The wicked, they're going to be cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be lifted up. So this is amazing stuff. We're on the same topic. Got to know that Yah is promising everlasting life, that you could praise him, declare his works forever. And that's what I want to do. So we're doing it now. We're declaring what Yah has done in the ears of his people. We're declaring his antidote. He's showing us our problem. He's showing us what keeps us back, what keeps us down, what keeps us far from him, what keeps us from him from helping us. But he does have a plan. He said he's going to gather us, but he's going to make a separation. He's going to cut off all the horns of the wicked, including the wicked amongst his people. So you better be trying to walk that righteous path. If you don't know what the righteous path is, you should be learning the codes, as we try to do. Praise Yah.
Hey, y'all. I got kind of distracted from my praise Yah. My wife has just come in, and she know I eat. I told her, give me some black walnut. And she brought this little pint. I told her, she take that back. I need a gallon. Then she knocked on to get my attention. I looked over. She showed me a little pint. I threw my hand out. Get that away from me. Then she showed me a big gallon. I said,
oh, you
my
should be grateful. We talk
yes,
about that.
Say
thank you, be grateful.
I don't eat no little bit. I ain't grateful for nothing. She know I don't eat that little stuff. I don't eat no little pint. You know? So then she showed me the gallon. I said, my girl. she was meddling. Yeah, tell me, she's sorry. All right. Cartrell, thank you very much, brother. That was very informative. And forever is forever is forever. And as Cartrell spoke, they were assured of the fact because they trusted in the Most High. They were confident in the Most High. Just like Cartrell's confident. Just like Sister Aviyah's confident. Just like I'm confident in the Most High. As a matter of fact, I'm so confident. One of my sisters had COVID before. She had COVID, and she was going to take mom to Chicago this weekend. She had to cancel because she got COVID again. She's taking all these shots, and she's taking all these remedies and cures. My trust is in the Most High. I'm not taking no shots, no remedy, no cure. And she got COVID-19 again. So these people don't have the answers for anything. A fire is set in their midst. And we're confident in the Most High. The outcome is going to work for our behalf because of the fact we're codified in the Most High. We don't lean. We're not boastful. We're humble. As Sister Aviyah said, we don't trust in the almighty dollar. We trust in the almighty Yah Elohim. That's what we trust in. So If Aesop was comforted, he had good reason to be comforted, speaking that matter, in that matter. And we can, too. We can have the same comforters that Aesop had, the Koriah brothers, King Dawood had, Cottrell had, when he was 14 years old, when he became a young man to take captain, Abiyah has, when she looks out for the nation, and the nation look out for her, and most importantly, look out for her. Abiyah hadn't had no COVID-19 shot. I think she had it one time, but the Most High covered her. Cottrell hadn't had it. If he had it, he didn't worry about it because the Most High covered him. And if you are getting it around it, if you're comforting the Most High, you ain't worried about none of that stuff. Just like Aesop wasn't worried about nothing what men were talking about. That's why the Most High said, don't put your trust in men. And these people are liars. Anytime you have people lie about a so-called a voting, these people are not to be trusted about anything. Health, labor, sex, and so on and so forth. They'll tell you a lie about sex. They'll have you coat in the monkey next week. Okay?
And it's not just a lie, Johnson. It's the fact that they've experimented already. The Tuskegee experiment. Shooting brothers up for decades with syphilis just to find out how it would affect us. Not to talk about the operations and all the experiments they were doing with our sisters and our children that they still do today. And we put our lives in their hand and our souls in their charge? No way. Not me.
Not
they
me
had a bad shot with it.
I don't trust them. I don't trust them.
They don't trust the God we trust. They say God we trust. What God they're trusting in? Abraham Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington? Mm-hmm. That's what you were killed for.
Right.
These Benjamin.
Yeah.
That's what people kill for, these Benjamin. And that's the God they trust.
All about the Benjamins.
But the fact that Keith Sweat, right, still had that gene, that forever gene. Make it last forever. Don't let our love
again.
Why we keep singing about forever? Nobody else sings about forever.
Yeah.
We're the only, we peculiar as a people that sing about forever. You can go back and to the 50s and 60s music, and you'll find a lot of forever songs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
Something about
us? Part of our innate nature, something that's has been hidden for so long, but every now and then seems to find its way forward. Because when we had a constructive and positive relationship with the Most High, we knew what forever meant. But it eroded over the course of time and inequity and idolatry. But there seems to be some innate residual effect of it still ingrained in us. That's why we sing like that, Cottrell.
Yes. So you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. And much of our history, knowledge of self that they have erased, there are things that are inside us that you just cannot erase.
It's in the DNA, baby. It's in the DNA.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, Cottrell,
that's why
go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He's talking about the nation of Israel. And these nations that try to destroy us, they pay the ultimate price. It backfires on them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
If he fights our battles. Yes.
Praise God. Well, Sister Abiyah, Cottrell, do you have any closing remarks before we get out of here?
Just stay prayed up and seek Yah. And shalom and good night. And Yah loves you, so do I.
Praise Yah. Cottrell.
Yes. And Yah will gather us for sure. Deuteronomy 33, Jeremiah 23:3. 32:37, Ezekiel 11:17, and so many more. Yah has done gather us from the places he scattered us. So prepare yourself, Israel, to be gathered by the Holy One of Israel. And the preparation is what we're doing now. Get to know Yah. Be familiar with him. Be able to call upon him. Cry out to him like King David, like Asa. And know that you have an opportunity to live forever, to give glory, praise, honor, who is going to sanctify himself through his people, Yisrael. Just got to know the plan and be a part of it. All praise to the Holy One, Yisrael. We love you, Israel. Help us out. Shalom and good night.
Shalom. We need to stop seeing ourselves as a religious entity, following after Catholicism, the Nicene Council, so on and so forth. We need to start seeing each other as a nation that need to be gathered together to worship and praise the Elohim Yah and his holy mountain, his roof, and our land. It's not being satisfied with the scraps we're getting at the tables of our oppressors, thinking that one day they gonna love us. Stop with the food. They despise you. And ain't nobody beating the doorway to your pathway. Not now, but they will, according to the Most High. Also, we implore you to grasp what we're teaching. To ask the Most High tonight. Asking for a new heart and spirit like King David. We'll help you to be apply the Most High Word to your life, to understand the Most High Word in your life, to understand you are a nation. United we stand, divided we fall, and it continue to fall. Praise and bless the Most High, and magnify his holy name. And praise the Most High for having given us the opportunity to come study together. And also, thank the Most High for this opportunity and use it before you lose it. We love you. May the Most High be with you. May he direct and order your steps. But right now, based upon what we study, we're feeling good. Love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sunny in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, oh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. Rivers running free, you know how I feel. Blossoms in the tree, oh, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and oh, 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 I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when the day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and this bold world for me, and I'm feeling good. Stars, when you shine, you know what I feel. Scent of the pine, you know what I feel. Oh, freedom is mine. Oh, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling